Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Over the last 10 years or so, I've had the great fortune to work with several dozen leading consultants from around the world to protect their brands. I want to talk today about special concerns when it comes to trademark protection for consultants. The brand name for a consulting firm may not be the most creative. Oftentimes, they borrow somebody's surname or they talk about excelling or being at the apex or leaders. And those names are going to be admittedly hard to protect. But most consultants that I've worked with have a wide variety of brand names of different programs and services and workshops and other offerings that they provide to their clients. One topic that comes up frequently with consultants who I work with is book titles. The title of a book is actually not protectable under trademark law. The contents of the book, of course, can be protected under copyright law, but the titles really can be used by anyone anytime for another book under the same title. However, there is a neat little trick in trademark law where if you also use the book title's name for a workshop service or a keynote speech service or some other aspect of your consulting services, we can protect that name, not for the printed book, but for those other services. So the book title's name quite likely can be registered as a trademark, provided it's used for those other services. And in fact, I've worked with a lot of consultants to launch those specific services just for that purpose, to make sure that the book title has some trademark protection. As I said earlier, consultants often have several creative brands that are worth applying to register, even if their firm name is bland or unprotectable. Another issue that I see frequently with my consulting clients is that there's a lot of inspiration and borrowing from others in the industry. Of course, lots of others have said it before me, there really are no new ideas. Copyright will help protect the content of the work of speeches, of presentations, of workshops, of manuscripts, but the brands that they're marketed under can be protected if they are unique and if they are creative. And frequently, I see my consulting clients having to deal with challenges when someone either purposefully or inadvertently even borrows one of those brand names. Once it's been borrowed, it's much harder to protect. It's at least much more expensive and complicated to deal with the situation and to protect it. The best advice is to protect it upfront, to think about it now before it's too late, to go ahead and do a review of all your brand names and your portfolio and decide which ones are worth applying to register and protect with the USPTO. Protecting them now will be less complicated and less expensive, and you'll be thanking me later. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.